एचई 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे आम कपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर के 2:01 हुआ है। अब से लेके 3 बजे तक आपका और हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी और दिल में समा जाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि हमारे साथ सुनीता सितारा हैं, हु इज कॉलिंग अस फ्रॉम ओक्लाहोमा। हाउ आर यू डूइंग सुनीता जी?
I am doing great. How are you, Sushma?
I'm doing really well. And how's the weather in Oklahoma?
It is cloudy, overcast and cold.
It is sunny and beautiful here.
Okay, well, I sent you the sun over there, so say thank you.
All right. So, I understand today we're going to be talking about feng shui, and I had lots and lots of questions.
Yes,
and my
good.
Questions had something to do with the upcoming holiday season. And
as
the holiday season comes up and as holidays finish, a brand new year starts. And
yes.
So for that, we always want to start the year positively, so that we can have, a lot of good stuff happening in our lives.
Yes, exactly.
So, is that possible, first of all?
Well, of course it's possible, but, I understand. I mean, a lot of your listeners are Hindus, but it doesn't matter because we live in North America, so they are also getting caught up in the whole thing of Christmas and celebrating Christmas, and from now till the end of the year, everybody will be going to parties and things like that and coming across lots of different people. So, this is like a no-brainer, but every time you go out, when you come home, wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your hands really well with soap and water. And this is something really important to remember. You need to rub the soap on your hands for 15 seconds.
15 seconds? Why 15 seconds?
That's what kills the germs.
Ah.
If you don't do it for 15 seconds, that doesn't kill the germs.
Ah.
So I bet a lot of your listeners didn't know that.
No, I'm sure they didn't. And when you said majority of your listeners are Hindus, you mean to say they are not Christians or they are of other religions like Sikh and Muslim and
Jain? Yes, I meant that. Yes.
South Asian. You mean to say South Asians?
South Asian, that's what I meant to say. Not necessarily Hindus, but they are non-Christians.
Right.
I live in a totally Christian land, and so when I say to them, I don't celebrate Christmas, they look at me funny.
And they wonder, where do you come from?
They always wonder where I came from. Even my family wonders where I came from. But I don't say that to too many people,
because
then they'll think I'm strange.
So, only to 300,000 people, that's all today. That's all.
Yes. So I think that's number one. You really want to make sure that every single time you come home that you wash your hands really well, because I think that's just personal, that's taking care of your personal chi,
right,
which is running through your body,
right,
so that you can stay healthy. And then, it's okay that this time of the year is going to be busy and, the weather is not so great. It's raining or it's cold or it's overcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, the new year is coming up. But there's lots of different things that you can do. I just wrote an article about how when you get rid of clutter in your house,
right,
you will get a lot of clarity, because a lot of people just kind of walk around in a fog.
Yes.
And they don't know what will get them motivated. So when you are feeling lost, or you're feeling like, God, I don't know what to do, or there are too many things, just go and clean out a drawer. In your house.
Or clean your room a little bit.
Clean your room. Clean your kitchen. If you clean your kitchen, finances will get better. If you file your, your papers, finances will get better. So, the thing is that right now I'm looking at my desk and I haven't had the opportunity to file away.
Mm.
So a lot of times, most of the times actually, whenever I'm doing the show with you, whenever you guys take a break, I'm filing. I sit at my desk and I'm filing my papers. So this hour is good for doing stuff like that, or a recycle. So it's always a good idea. If you're having problems with your finances, go and look at what's happening to your filing system.
Okay, so Sunita, what I would like to do, I want to concentrate on how can you get this year better? So what sort of questions, we do have a caller on line 4, and I'll take line 4 in a minute, but what sort of questions should people be asking you so that they can get an appropriate answer?
Well, I think it's always a good idea. I think people can, you know, if they feel stuck in any part of their life, if they feel stuck as far as their spirituality is concerned, are they feeling stuck with their career, or they're feeling stuck in their finances, or even their romantic relationship. Anytime you feel like you are not reaching your full potential, that's the time to call a feng shui consultant. You know, I can also do long distance consultations. In fact, a lot of your listeners have contacted me, and I've done consultations just by them sending me photographs of their home or their business, and I can take care of that, you know.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, questions about if you're feeling stuck.
Right. So, okay, so I'll give our telephone number out, 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863. If you have a problem anywhere in the house and you're feeling that you can't get forward, you can go ahead, feel free to call. We'll take line 4, who's been waiting for quite some time. Thank you for waiting, line 4. How are you doing?
Hello, Sushma ji?
Hanji.
Aaj astrology nahi hai?
Yeah, we are doing feng shui today.
Oh, okay, thank you.
That's okay.
That was so cute.
That is so cute, yes.
So, again, so now, you know, you were talking about getting something cleared up from the room to get it all, the chi to work and flow properly.
Yes.
I'll give you a very small example, and this is something that we don't even think about, right?
Right.
At night, you know, when you go to sleep, you take your, you know, overcoat or your, you know, your shawl, and you put it on the bed on the side, and then you go to bed.
Yes.
And then in the morning when you make your bed, wo shawl wahin pada hai, and you leave the shawl there, and then the following day you've got another overcoat and you put that on top there, and you're not moving that. I had about 3-4 things that were lying for the past 1 week.
Yes.
So last night I cleared all of that up. Number one, two things happened. One, I had amazing sleep.
Yes.
I slept through the night. I didn't even wake up once.
Right.
And number two, when I got up in the morning, I felt so refreshed that, you know, the work that takes me about half an hour, 40 minutes to complete, I did it within 10 minutes.
Yes, because you know why? You had clarity of mind.
Ah.
Because there was nothing that was cluttering up your thinking space, and that's another reason that you slept so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to keep thinking, well, whatever is in your surroundings, that kind of clutter, it affects you because it weighs heavy on your mind.
Right.
So that's
subconsciously.
Yes, subconsciously it weighs heavy on your mind.
Yes. Yeah, Sunita, some people, rent a place, a house that doesn't have, now on your website, as www.sunitasitara.com, you've got a Bhagwa map on there.
Yes.
A Bhagwa. Let's just explain what a Bhagwa map is, because my question is going to be about that.
Okay.
A Bhagwa map is?
A Bhagwa map is a 9-quadrant grid.
Mm-hmm.
Then your house is divided into 9 equal parts. So
okay.
You take the Bhagwa map and you overlay it on top of your house's floor plan so that you can figure out where your financial area is, where your love and romance area is. So say, for example, you're having issues with your finances, or you're having issues with your marriage, then you can go to that part of your house and take a look at it. It's not that where the love and romance area is, that's where you need to sleep, or where the financial area is, that's where you need to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that that's where the financial area lies. So what that will indicate to me when I go to somebody's house and I look at where the financial area is, and in that corner, if there's a lot of mess, I know that they're having problems with their finances.
So
it's really simple. You can just clean that area up. Feng shui really kind of deals with cleaning out your clutter and then balancing that area so that you can energize it and so that you have optimum amount of help coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to look at it.
So when you say 9 different areas, your house is divided into 9 different areas. What are those 9 different sections?
The 9 different sections are the far left corner from the front door of your house will be financial, your fame and reputation in your community, the love and marriage area, extended family, your overall health, children and creativity, and then your spirituality and your knowledge in the universe, how you relate with other people, your career, and as well as helpful people and travel and, you know, mentors that come into your life or people who can help you. So those are the 9 different Bhagwan map areas, and that's all on my website. And then a lot of people say, what do I do if I have a 2-story or 3-story house? Well, it applies to all the different stories. It applies to the basement, the middle part, and the higher level. If you live in an apartment, it doesn't, you don't need to worry about the rest of the building.
Mm-hmm.
You just think about your only apartment, mm-hmm. and then you lay it according to where the front door is. Your front door is always going to lie in the bottom 3 quadrants. And a lot of people say, well, I never use my front door. I always go in from the back. Should I put the Bhagwan map on the back? No. You always want to put the Bhagwan map and line it up to the front of your house. And it's always a good idea to, even if you don't use your front door,
mm-hmm.
I make a point of going out my front door at least once a day. I do sweep my front entryway.
Right.
And because that's how the chi, that's how the energy comes into your house.
Okay.
Whether you use your front door or not doesn't matter.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's important.
Yes,
okay.
Very important.
I'd like to give a telephone number out and now encourage people to call and ask questions. 604-280-1200 or 604-299-8863. Line 4, you have a question?
Yes, I just, regarding just like energy, right? So we were thinking actually lots of money actually going out. Or what do you suggest?
So when money is going out, the first thing I ask my clients is, do you keep your kitchen really clean? And is there anywhere that water is leaking in your house? Are all of the taps in good order? Does your toilet run? So do you have any leaking of water anywhere?
As long as it was, but we did get fixed.
Did you just get it fixed?
We did get fixed last month. But
last month?
For the jacuzzi, actually. We just turned it off, actually. So it needs to be fixed, but we did switch it off.
Okay, so, you know, that is very, very important. So that makes perfect sense to me that you were money was coming in and you were losing it or it was going out. You've got to think of water as money coming in. And if water is leaking, then money is going out. You need to put the toilet lid down whenever you are flushing the toilet. That's another important thing. And do you keep your kitchen in good working order?
Yes.
Is your stove clean?
Yes.
Okay. Even the oven and everything underneath is organized.
Okay.
So make sure that you do that because your stove is a wealth generator.
Yeah. Okay, so if you look after a few of those things, caller, when next month Sunita comes again in the program, do call us and tell us if there has been a change.
Okay, great, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Line 5. Line 6, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi there, line 6.
Hi.
Go ahead. Help. You have a question?
Yep. I have a question, like a girl who is not getting married, what to do with her?
Oh, okay. How old is your daughter?
26.
26, okay. A lot of times things don't move, and this is just a tiny bit of astrology that I know. I don't know enough about astrology, so I'll make that, you know, I'll put the disclaimer out right now. Sometimes it doesn't happen until somebody turns 28 or later. But what I would do is look at her bedroom And does she have a good solid headboard for her bed?
Okay.
Does she have it? Yes or no?
No, no.
Okay.
Okay. That's very important. Get a solid headboard, not a headboard that has bars on it. A solid headboard. Make sure she has two nightstands, one on either side of the bed, because that sends out the message that she's ready for a partner. Is her room messy?
Yep.
Okay, get her to clean up her room.
Okay.
Her room can't be messy. Her room can be... The other thing that she can do is, if she has her own bathroom or whichever, clean out the bathroom, have a place where, you know... What you want to send out into the universe is that she's ready for a husband, or she's ready to share her life with somebody. She should clean out her closet and have a few empty hangers. What that signifies is that she's making room for someone else to come into her life. Two nightstands means she's not alone. Solid headboard, that means that love and marriage really will come into her life. Make sure her room is spick and span. It needs to be clean. She has to get it cleaned up.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Sunita, we're going to take a short commercial break, but we do have, when we come back, we'll come back to line number four. So line number four, don't go anywhere. Sunita, we'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Okay, sounds good. Right.
Looking for a different eating experience? Check out Sai Tanvi, a South Indian restaurant in Burnaby. Fully licensed and located at Kingsway and Willingdon in the IGA Mall. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Take out at 10% off. Sai Tanvi, great food, great times. Call 604-336-4199.
Harinder's Aesthetics 28 साल के तजुर्बे के साथ ये आपके लिए लेकर आए हैं world's best laser for hair removal सिर्फ 5 से 6 treatments में वो भी no pain and no side effects wrinkles acne scars stretch marks blemishes और weight loss in inches के treatments के बारे में तो आप जानते ही हैं अब इनकी नई laser technology के साथ अपने गंजेपन को दूर कीजिए और अब इनकी $300 की जबरदस्त 5 luxury visits आप पा सकते हैं सिर्फ $68 में जिसमें शामिल है facial manicure pedicure iron cleanse prolexi massage bed light makeup application call 604-572-3879.
बहुत ही खुशी की गल है कि द ग्रेट हेल्पिंग हैंड सोसाइटी अपना थर्ड एनुअल फंडरेजिंग डिनर कर रहे हैं दिसंबर दी 9 तारीख नु शाम 6:30 बजे तुसी पहुंचना है 816-628 स्ट्रीट सरी दे धालीवाल बैंकेट हॉल विखे जिथे सिर्फ $25 पर पर्सन दे विच प्राइजेस एंटरटेनमेंट ड्रिंक्स डिनर एंड डांस सब कुछ तुहाडे वास्ते अरेंज किया गया है टिकट्स या और जानकारी वास्ते डेव राय नु 604-808-7373 They call karo 604-808-7373.
Feeling an extra hop in your step? Call South Asian Arts today and register for one of our classes in Bhangra, Gidda, Kathak or Bhangra Aerobics. Our instructors have competed across North America and have performed on some of the largest stages, including the Juno Awards with Russell Peters. All ages and skill levels are welcome to register. Call today, 778-706-6224 or visit our website at www.southasianarts.ca. Register for the full year and get one semester free. Family discounts are also available. But spaces are limited.
The best part of the work week is the weekend. If it's been a TikTok week, you could say chakde and break out the Crown Royal with your buddies and toast all things great. If, however, it was a week to celebrate, why not call your friend, say chakde farte, and break out the Crown Royal. This weekend, you hold the crown. Please drink responsibly.
आज 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप गपशप का प्रोग्राम है फर्स्ट फ्राइडे ऑफ द मंथ इज ऑलवेज बुक्ड फॉर सुनीता सितारा हु कॉल्स अस डायरेक्टली लाइव फ्रॉम ओक्लाहोमा सिटी वेयर शी लिव्स एंड शी इज ए फंग शुए मास्टर एंड सुनीता थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग बैक
थैंक यू
वी हैव लाइन नंबर फोर एंड लाइन नंबर फोर थैंक यू फॉर वेटिंग गो अहेड एंड आस्क योर क्वेश्चन
हेलो सुषमा जी हेलो जी Hello, G. Sunita, do you have a question that which part of the house your water fountain should be in?
Water fountain.
Yes.
Water fountain. That's a very good question. I'm so glad you asked me that. Okay.
Thank you.
So water will really help if you had it in the very front of your house. Now, is it an indoor fountain or outdoor
fountain?
Yeah,
it's an indoor.
Okay, indoor. Is it possible for you to put it near your front door? And make sure that the water does it flow in just one direction or all directions?
Just one direction. It flows from up to down.
Okay. So which up to down. Okay. So that's good. Just have it by your front door, because water by your front door means great career opportunities as well as money, wealth coming in. Now, it's important if the water is flowing in just one direction, make sure it flows towards the house so that money is coming towards
you. It flows inside the house, so the water should be flowing inside the house towards, right?
Mm-hmm. Towards the house, yes, not away from the house, because that means...
Not towards the outside of the house. Okay.
Exactly, because that means that money is going away from you, so make sure that it comes... But if you put it in the career area, that would be awesome.
Okay, because I have put it in my kitchen area.
You know, kitchen is okay too, but have you noticed advantages when you put it in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed any advantages?
Not really.
Okay, do it. Go ahead and put it by the front door, and then let's see. A couple of weeks later, let me know what you think.
All right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Line 5, go ahead. Hi there, line 5.
Oh, hi, Sushma ji.
Hello, ji.
Hi. You know, a quick question for you. I have a condo, right, and I've been trying to sell it for a while now.
Okay.
And, you know, I get offers first day, first showing, but then things don't materialize, you know. Mm-hmm. Either their mortgage is not approved or something or other comes up, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
here are the different things that you can do. Outside the condo, can you bury something out there? Is it possible?
I think, yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So you will need to go to a Catholic store, or you can get this online, and it is a statue of Saint Joseph.
Okay.
Saint Joseph, you are going to need, and I'm sorry, but you have to bury him upside down. Even the Catholics do it. It's not something I'm making up. But you need to bury him upside down in the ground, and his face needs to be facing the road. So there is a prayer that comes with it. You can make your own prayer, or you can go online and look for it. But St. Joseph, a statue, and it's usually like about 3 or 4 inches high statue. It's made out of plastic. And bury him upside down. Now, whenever you're going to do an open house and a showing of the house, and I had a client whose house was $4 million here in Oklahoma. They've been trying to sell it for the last 4 years. I did the consultation. We did all of these things, and the house sold in less than 3 months' time. And they used to have the same thing where an offer would come and it wouldn't go through. But have 9 red carnations in the kitchen area when you're getting ready to show the house. Another thing you can do is simmer water that has cinnamon, cloves, and orange slices in it. Just have it simmering so that it has a pleasant, aroma through the house the day of the open house. Try these 3 things and then let me know what happens.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. I'm sure they're going to be able to sell the house now. With that aroma, it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, because a cinnamon makes you feel like this is my home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Line 4, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I just want to know, do I have to question regarding wealth and money or something else?
About your house, about your home. It's a feng shui, so I don't know.
I have to know about my wife's career.
Wife's career.
Well, I think this kind of sounds more like an astrology question, but what you can do as far as career is concerned, you can hang a wind chime right by your front door, and that sends out your name into the community as far as your career is concerned, and that will energize her career. Try that.
Thank you very much. Really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Both of you.
No problem.
You.
Take care
Thank
and
you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
604-280-1200, 604-299-8863. See that when people are asking questions and you're giving the solutions, these are such common sense and simple solutions. And, you know, I really like, for example, for the sale of the house, it is interesting that, some of the some of the remedies that you tell.
So simple.
Yeah.
I mean, those three are my best ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you have fresh flowers in the house and you've put everything away, you've cleaned up the whole place and it's ready to go, 9 red carnations, you know, in the kitchen, it's just a beautiful pop of color. And
right.
Then you can also bake bread, but that's just a lot of work,
right.
You know. So you can, why not just have water that's simmering that has cloves and cinnamon in it, you know, and with oranges. Yeah.
That's true. Line 4, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. I just actually had a couple of questions in regards. The first one was the water fountain. What if you have a water fountain outside your front door?
And that's okay to have it outside your front door, not a problem. Just make sure that the water is flowing towards the house instead of away from the house.
Towards the house. And secondly, I have a rental property that it's been sitting empty for, say, about 6 months or so, and I can't find anything.
That's interesting. So it just has been sitting empty. Mm-hmm. Have you had people that have been looking at it?
Yeah, but nothing that looks promising.
Okay, no problem. I want you to stand outside the rental property and look at the front door. You're looking in, okay? You're standing outside and you're looking towards the front door. On the right-hand side of the front door, place an angel there.
Inside the house? Inside the house? Or
inside,
outside?
Outside, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can do it either way. If you can't put one outside, if you think people will steal it, you just stand outside the house and figure out which is the right-hand side of which is the right-hand room. Off the right-hand side to the door, and that's where you're going to place the angel. And the reason for that is helpful energy, and that will bring the people that you want there to rent your place.
Okay.
And let me know when you rent that place, because I want to know, okay?
And where can I get this angel from?
Angel anywhere.
Anywhere?
Uh-huh. Yeah, when you go to buy stuff for Christmas, you can find angels. They are ceramic angels, or you can also find glass angels.
Yeah, you can hang, if you want to hang an angel inside the house in that room that is to the right-hand side of your door, I have 2 angels in my helpful people area. I did it because I wanted to travel a lot, and I have been traveling, and I also wanted helpful people in my life, so angels are wonderful for that.
Perfect.
Energy.
Thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Take care. We're going to take a very short commercial break, Sunita.
Okay.
But when we come back, I want to come back to line number 2. So line number 2, don't go anywhere. Let's take a short commercial break. Sunita Sitara is with us from Oklahoma. And if you have any function questions, you can ask Sunita 604-280-1200-604-299-8863.
गुरु बाजार अब मेन स्ट्रीट से मूव हो रही है।
इसका मतलब ये हुआ कि दुकान में पड़ा सारा सामान बेचना होगा।
इसका मतलब ये हुआ कि आपको सुपर स्पेशल कीमतों पे सामान मिलेगा।
चाहे वो लहंगा हो या चूड़ीदार,
अचकन हो या शेरवानी,
साड़ी हो या खुला कपड़ा,
कंबल हो या शॉल,
सैंडल हो या ज्वेलरी,
गोया हर चीज बिलो कॉस्ट बेची जा रही है। चले आइए मेन और 49 के कोने पे गुरु बाजार में, या फिर फोन करें 604-327-4422।
गुरु बाजार, मूविंग फ्रॉम मेन स्ट्रीट।
You know what? I got a problem with drinking and driving. Too many fall victim, most don't survive it. We just gotta think before we drink, cause you can lose your life just as fast as you can blink. It's that simple. We all know driving drunk is illegal, but still we doing it. I'm just trying to smarten up my people so we can keep it safe on the roads. I'm all about Mad Canada, cause they got a positive goal. So next time when you out with your guys, make sure you got a friend and stay sober to ride. Keep it safe, y'all. Yeah, keep it safe, y'all.
It's that special time of year again, Christmas. RJ 1200 is counting down the big day with the 12 Working Days of Christmas contest. You can win a $50 Tim Hortons gift card just by being caller number 12 and correctly naming the famous Christmas carol that we're playing. The 12 Working Days of Christmas ends December 24th, only on Vancouver's Bollywood station, RJ 1200.
Khiladi 786, starring Akshay Kumar, Asin, Paresh Rawal, and Himesh Reshamya, is scheduled for release this Friday the 7th at the following theaters: Cineplex Odeon, Grand Strawberry Hills,
Cineplex Silver City Mission, Cineplex Silver City Riverport, Empire Guildford 12, and Collingwood Cinemas. Kiladi 786.
And don't forget, Kiladi 786 is playing at Collingwood Cinemas as well. Friday, first Friday of the month, is booked for Sunita Sitara, who is helping all our listeners with feng shui questions. Line 2, thank you for waiting. Go ahead, ask your question.
Yes, hi. I have a question. What can I put inside the house for energy, to keep energy alive, and also the wealth flow in?
Oh, okay, that's a very good question. So keeping energy alive, it's very, very simple to do that. First of all, just get rid of clutter. Things that you don't use, things that you don't like, don't get to live with you at your house. Okay. If you walk through your house, the first thing I'd like for you to do is just walk through your house and just take a mental note of things that you absolutely love. Those are the things that get to live with you. Things you don't love and you go, oh, I hate that, oh, I don't like that, or it reminds you of someone who you don't like who gave you that thing, then that depletes your energy, okay? So that brings your energy down. So that's a good thing. It's always a good thing to clear your house. And the other thing for finances is that you really want to make sure that your kitchen is in good order. Whenever I feel like money isn't coming in, I take a good look at my stove. And whether it's clean or not, I clean it again.
Okay.
So, you know, I make sure that my oven is also clean. And then the drawer underneath, the kitchen, all of my stuff is put away. And even though I talk about clutter all the time to clean it and everything, you know, life happens and sometimes you just can't get things taken care of. So things get behind, you know. And so like today I'm sitting and I thought, okay, I'm going to clear my desk because it had been 2 or 3 weeks since things had been piling up over here. So I know that that shifts your energy. And always have green plants in your house, but not dead leaves. So if you can't take care of green plants, then it's okay to go ahead and have silk plants in the middle of your house. You're welcome.
Thank you. Line 3, go ahead. Hi there.
Hello, Shishmaji. Hello, Sunita ji.
Hello,
I have been listening to your program, and I found out everybody is asking about wealth and energy. Though I have a different question. Is there anything to do with feng shui if you have some sort of problem among your family members, like they visit your place, you always get into some kind of misunderstanding or quibble or something like that.
I know. And that can happen quite often. So stand outside your house, your front door, and you're looking in, okay? You're looking at your front door. So the middle left-hand area of your house is the family area. You can go on my website.
Middle left.
But so you have to live in a house, Sunita ji, I live in a condominium.
That's so okay. The middle left of the condominium.
Okay.
So you can go to my website, www.sunitasitara.com. Look under consultations and look under FAQ. And that's where you'll find the Bhagwa map. So the condominium, so the thing what happens with that is just look at that area, that little square of your condominium. If it's very messy or if it's got a lot of clutter, before family comes, I would go in there and maybe light a little bit of incense or even a candle, green candle, or you can have a pink candle in the middle of your living room. Pink is a very cooperative color. So you yourself can wear pink when people are coming to your house. That will bring everybody's anger level down, you know, if you're wearing pink. But light a pink candle. Put a pink candle in the pink and green candle in the family area. The family area should have green color. The other thing is you can just get a water bottle, put a little bit of lavender and lemon. If you don't have lavender, forget about it. Put lemon in it, spritz it through the whole house, and that will calm the energy down, and it will also bring some moisture into the house. Try some of those things, okay?
Okay. I will definitely do it because soon everybody is visiting for the Christmas gathering.
Yes.
And I don't want any, you know.
well, after Christmas, you know, after Christmas, when Sunita comes back for the first January show, I want all our listeners who've been given some, you know, remedies to please call back.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Shrimati.
Thank you,
Sridharji.
Thank you, G. Thank you.
Line 5, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I just wanted to know what could I do to actually get a lot more love in the house? Like, there's more arguments like that.
Mm.
Are you in your marriage or just with family members? Just with extended family members sometimes. Family members also, same thing as with the previous caller, I would like for you to locate where your family area is by looking at the Bhagwa map. Look at your front door while you're standing outside looking in, mm-hmm. and the middle left quadrant is the family area. And it's always a good idea. I mean, if you're married and you're having problems, I always say to women, wear something pink for 9 consecutive days.
Okay.
Yeah, just wear pink. It's pink earrings, pink necklace, pink underwear. Get sexy pink underwear, you know. I know this is a family show. I know. But, you know, a pink sari or a pink blouse, whatever. You know, wear something pink for 9 days. Men respond really well to the color pink. I don't know what happens to them. They just calm down.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
When they see pink, they calm down.
What about finances? Like, say if there's financial, is there anything that I can do financially?
Yes, definitely. You can figure out where your financial area is. Make sure that no water is leaking anywhere in your house or even in your garden. Mm-hmm. Make sure no toilets are leaking. Keep your kitchen clean and make sure that all of the burners on your stove are working, because sometimes when one burner is not working, that means not enough money is coming in. So make sure that your stove is clean, the oven is clean. A lot of times people forget to clean the oven or they have too much junk in it. So take it out, clean it, and then organize it. Its organization is very important.
It's key.
It's key. Keep your kitchen counters clean also. I have just my toaster oven on my kitchen counter and nothing else.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Kala.
Everything else has a house in the closet, in the, you know, cupboards.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Line 6, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Good. I have a question. I have a basement suite, and it's hard for me to rent it out. Like, people come in, they'll stay for a couple months, and they move out.
Hmm.
Okay, so Do you think that there is any kind of a problem with it as far as is it too dark or does it have any kind of, you know, smells or odors in it? Any problems?
No, there's no problem. It's a pretty new house. It's like 7-year-old house.
Okay, so it's not very dark, is it?
Oh, no, it's not very dark, no.
Okay, so you have the same type of thing as the another previous caller. I want you to stand outside your front door, and I want you to be looking at the front door, and on the right-hand side, either outside or inside the room, place an angel, and the angel will make sure that people are coming, and they'll bring good people into your life. So try that for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and then let me know if it doesn't work, because I think that will really get it going.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a small fish tank sitting right in front of my main door on, like, left-hand side.
You have a fish tank?
Yeah, a small one.
Okay. Are the fishes in good order, good shape?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
And you keep it clean?
Yeah, I do keep it clean, yeah.
Okay, it's very important because, you know, how many fishes are in there?
There's 5 in there.
Okay, you want to go ahead and have either 8 or 9 fishes.
Oh, 8 or 9, okay.
Yes, yeah. And just make sure that they are in good condition and that the fish tank doesn't smell.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I always clean it up.
Okay, that's very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Line 2, go ahead.
Yes,
I have a commercial lot that has not selling for a long time. I wonder.
A commercial lot.
Wow, well, that's a new
good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I haven't had that before. My goodness, commercial lot. How long has it been on sale?
Well, I've had it for about 2 years.
How long?
About 2 years.
3 years.
2 years.
Okay. Okay. Well, is it a corner lot by any chance?
No.
Okay. That's a little bit helpful. Okay. So what you want to do is the same thing. You're going to need to get a statue of St. Joseph. And you can order it online, or you can go to a Catholic store, and it's just a 3-4 inch tall statue. You're going to need to bury him wherever that sign is that says for sale. Bury him there in the ground, but make sure that his face, he has to be buried upside down. His face has to be towards the road. And there's a prayer. So do that. And it should sell. I did that with the house, and it took about 2 or 3 months in the house sold. So get the St. Joseph, little statue, and put it right close to the sign, to the for sale sign.
Bury it upside down, is that what you said?
Upside down. Bury him upside down, and his face has to be towards the road.
And those of you who are who haven't been able to write anything down, this program will be podcasted, and it's also going to be on Sunita's website too.
Yes.
Thank you, caller. Line 4, go ahead.
Is it line 4?
Yes.
Hi, I have a question.
Okay.
I make about 100,000 to 120,000 a year, and I don't have any savings at all, hardly nothing. Is there any reason for it?
Yeah, you're and spending too much money, man.
I get very angry if something doesn't go my way, like a quick anger, and then nothing is saved. Is there a reason for it?
Okay, yeah, well, first of all, are you single?
No.
No. Damn! You're making over $100,000 and you're not saving it. Okay. This is a very important thing for you to do. It sounds like you have a complicated relationship with money. So, and this is going to be work on your part for the next 3 months. You are going to write down every expense in a book. Every expense. Okay? And this is going to be a lot of work, but it doesn't matter if you go to the local, you know, gas station and you run in and buy a soda or something. You are going to need to write down every expense and see where your money is going. That's what you need to do. Those are one of the things. And the other thing, when money comes in and doesn't stay, is there is some kind of a leakage going on. So check your whole house to make sure there's nothing leaking. But this exercise, I have really worked with people that bring in that kind of money, and it's eye-opening to see where you're spending your money.
But, you know, the leakage thing is very important as well. Make
yes.
sure that you see that there's no sinks leaking, there's no bathroom, there's no
yes.
leakage anywhere in the house. That is
yes.
very, very important.
That's very important, yes.
Okay, caller? Thank you
okay.
so much. All right, Sunita, we're going to have to take a short break and break for news. But when we come back, line 3, I hope you can stay, right, line 3? Stay with us, and then we'll come back to line number 3. So, Sunita, you're doing okay?
Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Perfect. Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Harinder's Aesthetics, 28 साल के तजुर्बे के साथ ये आपके लिए लेकर आए हैं world's best laser for hair removal, सिर्फ 5 से 6 treatments में, वो भी no pain and no side effects. Wrinkles, acne, scars, stretch marks, blemishes और weight loss in inches के. Treatments के बारे में तो आप जानते ही हैं. अब इनकी नई laser technology के साथ अपने गंजेपन को दूर कीजिए. और अब इनकी $300 की जबरदस्त 5 luxury visits आप पा सकते हैं सिर्फ $68 में, जिसमें शामिल है facial, manicure, pedicure, iron cleanse, prolexi, massage bed, light makeup application. Call at 604-572-3879.
गोल्ड टियारा के गहने, वाजिब कीमत, वंडरफुल डिजाइंस, बर्थडे गिफ्ट या वेडिंग एनिवर्सरी पर कुछ यूनिक सा खरीदने से पहले एक नजर गोल्ड टियारा के गहनों पर जरूर डालें. यूनिट 101B 3790 कैनडा वे बर्नबी, नेक्स्ट टू सबवे, फोन नंबर 604-677-4216. गोल्ड टियारा. the Great Helping Hand Society अपना थर्ड एनुअल फंडरेजिंग डिनर आपके साथ सेलिब्रेट करना चाहती हैं। दिसंबर महीने की 9 तारीख इतवार पहुँचें सरी के धालीवाल बैंकेट हॉल में और कीमती डोर प्राइजेस, एंटरटेनमेंट, फ्री ड्रिंक्स, फूड एंड डांस का लुत्फ उठाएं। टिकट्स हैं सिर्फ $25 पर पर्सन और 10 साल से कम उम्र के बच्चे बिल्कुल फ्री। ज्यादा जानकारी के लिए डेव राय को फोन करें 604-808-7373 पर 604-808-7373।
ब्रेकिंग न्यूज ले, एकदम ताजा रिपोर्ट ले, आगे ला चर्चेस चिकन का नया चिपोटले। इस अफलातून सैंडविच में चिकन ब्रेस्ट मीट है, ब्रेस्ट मीट बोले तो दुनिया का बेस्ट मीट है। चर्चेस चिपोटले चिकन में फंडू स्पाइस है, चिकनी चमेली के माफिक नॉटी और नाइस है। पेट में ये चिपोटले चिकन आइटम नंबर कराएगा, शीला को बुड्ढी और मुन्नी को शरीफ बनाएगा।
ये आइटम तेरे को मिर्ची लगी क्या?
Skin tags and mold removal, teeth whitening, detox, weight reduction, laser hair removal, microdermabrasions. Is sab ke saath saath gold or herbal facials using real 24 karat gold. Sara kuch kaha? Forever Young Spa ke yaha. Unit number 390-8148-128th Street, Pyle Business Center, Sari mein. Forever Young Spa. Phone number 778-218-1514. 778-218-1514.
How old do you know your Christmas carols?
Fast away, the old year passes. Fa la 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 la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses. Fa la 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 la.
Be caller number 12 when you hear the key to call. Name the famous Christmas carol. If you're right, you instantly win a $50 gift card to Tim Hortons. The 12 Working Days of Christmas contest only on Vancouver's Bollywood station, RJ1200.
Yeah, RJ1200 News Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Callum Ng from the RJ1200 Newsroom. Canadian border officials are reporting a major drug bust today. Earlier this week, a produce truck carrying fruit and vegetables was crossing into Canada at the Abbotsford-Huntington crossing. When border agents inspected the trailer, they became suspicious, unloaded the cargo, and began drilling holes into the side of the vehicle. That's when white powder began spilling out, and border services found 23 kilograms of suspected cocaine concealed in a false wall. The driver was arrested and turned over to RCMP. And the mayor of Prince George is disputing a Maclean's magazine story that ranks the northern city as the most dangerous in Canada for a third year in a row. Sherry Green received an advance copy of the rankings and says that the title doesn't make sense. Prince George didn't have a single murder in 2011. Green says that in contrast, Edmonton had 50 murders, Toronto had 86, and 54 people were murdered in Montreal. Red Deer, Alberta has the highest murder rate per capita. Maclean's uses Statistics Canada data to make the rankings and will publish the full results as well as a methodology later in December. And finally, according to numbers released today, BC's unemployment rate rose 0.1% to 6.8% in November. Jobs Minister Pat Bell says the province lost 4,700 part-time jobs while full-time positions remained stable. Bell cited challenging economic times, but the government's job plan is working to help create long-term jobs. Here in Vancouver, the jobless rate remained at 7.2%, while in Victoria, it fell 0.2% to 5.4%. And in sports, Patrick Chan has some ground to make up to defend his Grand Prix final figure skating. The 21-year-old Toronto native trails Daisuke Takahashi after the men's short program. Canadian ice dancers Tessa Virtue and Scott Moir also sit second behind American rivals Merrill Davis and Charlie White after the short dance. And in business news, the Canadian dollar finished at 91 basis points above par. That's been your RJ1200 News. I'm Cal Ming.
Aye ji, welcome to Raja Jewelers.
Bhai, badi tarif suni hai aapki.
Meri?
Raja Jewelers ki 22 karat gold jewelry ki.
To aye dekhiye na, jhumke baliyan, chains, necklaces, rings, bangles.
Bhai, inke style, design sab lagte hain auron se alag.
Tabhi to Raja ke bare mein mashhoor hai ki Raja di karigari hora nalo vakhri.
Absolutely ji, you are great.
Acha acha, aap gehne dekhiye, main zara radio sunne walon ko bata dun.
Mere bare mein?
Nahi nahi. राजा ज्वेलर्स के बारे में
oh.
राजा का पता 9305 स्कॉट रोड डेल्टा फोन 604-583-8300 राजा के गहने सबसे अलग
La Perla Ballroom sits as the crown jewel in a beautiful setting overlooking pristine waters on all three sides in New Westminster. Its stylized ballroom has a tasteful decor and catering is available for both delicious Indian or continental food through Orlando's Catering. Make your special occasions very memorable in this opulently stylized hall. For your small or large events, call Orlando at 604-931-7161, located at 810 Quayside Drive in New Westminster, or online at laperlaballroom.com.
What do you like about shopping at Real Canadian Superstore?
I love the great value and I find all my desi stuff.
And what about you, ma'am?
मुझे यहाँ की freshness और variety पसंद है.
What about you, ma'am? What do you find great about shopping at Real Canadian Superstore?
It's great for everyday shopping and for special occasions like birthdays and anniversaries.
Real Canadian Superstore, one-stop shopping at great prices.
आज 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप गपशप का प्रोग्राम है सुनीता सितारा फ्रॉम ओक्लाहोमा इज जॉइनिंग अस एंड इफ यू वांट टू नो मोर अबाउट सुनीता सितारा www.sunitasitara.com sunitasitara.com is her website and you can also listen to her old shows and ask her questions and the Bhagwa map is on there as well. Welcome back Sunita and we've got our caller Line 3, thank you very much for waiting. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi there. Hi. I have a place that I'm working and the company's closing and I'm just wondering about what's going to hold for my future.
I'm not an astrologer, so I won't be able to tell you. This is a feng shui question. So you have
oh,
a feng shui? Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Line 2, go ahead.
Hello, Shishmai, Sashrikal.
Sashrikal ji.
Hello, ji.
And ji, Sunita, Sashrikal.
Sashrikal ji.
Mera question hai, meri beti waste, onu 2 year ho gaya, ho job waste apply kar diya, bhai kitho koi response nahi aunda.
Achha. So, the thing to do is hang a wind chime by the front door, if that's possible, and even put an angel in her room, if she can hang an angel in her window.
Okay. So, agar ek angel tusi laon ya wind chime jira apna hunda hai guys, usually ghar de bahar lagane hai gaye, oh bhi agar tusi ghar de bahar ya andar bhi lagaya ja sakda Sunita?
Haan, bahar lagaya
ja. Andar ya bahar dono jagah te. Eh dono cheeza thodi ji help karan gaya.
ਪਰ ਸੁਸ਼ਮਾ ਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਵੈਂਚਰਮ ਤਾਂ ਲੈਡੀ ਐਂਟਰੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਟੰਗਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਵਾ ਉਸ ਰੂਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਹੈਗਾ ਵਾ ਪਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਏਂਜਲ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗਾ ਹਜੇ
ਓਕੇ
ਏਂਜਲ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਲਗਾ ਦਿਓ ਉਹਦੇ ਰੂਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੈਲਪ ਕਰੇਗਾ
ਓਕੇ ਜੀ
ਓਕੇ ਟਰਾਈ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ
ਓਕੇ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸੁਸ਼ਮਾ ਜੀ
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ
ਜੀ ਟੇਕ ਕੇਅਰ 604-280-1200 604-299-8863 is our telephone number before we take the next caller. Sunita, just wanted to find out a couple of things. You mentioned that, you know, a house is divided into 9 portions and
yes.
There are remedies for all those 9 areas. So now in yes. The 9 areas, your career is also one of the areas. Some people are in jobs that are dead-end jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are scared to make a move. They are worried that if I leave this job and go and look for another job or go to another job, it's almost like, you know, you're comfortable with the known devil
yes.
than with the unknown angel, if I may say so.
Yes.
How can people get confidence to take the next step?
That's a very good question because I think that, you know, you don't want to jump from the fire to the, you know, from the pot to the fire.
That's right.
So I think, you know, there's always homework to be done. I have said to all of my clients that, you know, if you hang a crystal or you hang a chime or you put a, you know, water fountain and then you sit down and fold your hands and go, okay, where are all of my opportunities?
Mm.
You are going to have to go out there and work for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the other caller who said they make $100,000 and none of the money is staying in. Money goes because you're spending it.
Yeah.
You know, so you quit spending it. So
mm-hmm.
I think that when it comes to new opportunities, you do want to go ahead and hang a chime by your front door. You do want to go ahead and put an angel out by your front door also, because that's going to bring the energy, the beneficial energy back towards you, but then you are the one who has to use it and utilize it.
That's
so
right.
So what I would do is hang my chime, put a angel out there, and start looking at different jobs. Sometimes a job doesn't come your way. Sometimes you need to be retrained for a different kind of job. So I think those are, but what these cures do is that it clears your thinking space. And it allows you to go, okay, here are different opportunities. I think I wrote on my, I have a Facebook page which is called Sunita's Feng Shui. On it yesterday I wrote, waiting for an opportunity to come your way is like waiting for rain in the desert.
That's right, I read that.
Yeah, you have to make your own opportunity.
That's right.
You seize the day, seize the
moment.
Yeah, seize the moment, exactly.
Okay, last call of the day, line 4, go ahead.
Hi, I had a question about my profession change.
Okay.
Can I change my profession? Like, I've been trying so hard, but not getting any success.
So
I think changing a profession, again, it kind of comes down to you need to start looking at what are your strengths, what are the different areas that you can excel in. And when you hang a chime by your front door, what that does is it sends your name out into the universe. And all of a sudden, it'll be like somebody will come into your life, they'll go, so-and-so is looking for a different kind of a job, or so-and-so is looking for a different kind of a person, and you might be just the right kind of person, or you might be just the right kind of person for that job. Mm-hmm. So that's why a chime and an angel by your front door is important, that just sends that, you know, message out into the universe. So try that and see if you can, you know, bring different opportunities into your life.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for asking questions. And Sunita, I wanted to have a few minutes and tell our listeners that Sunita and I were in the Caribbean and had a fantastic time.
Yes.
And we went to a place called Jamaica.
Yes.
And enjoyed ourselves. Well, of course, I got sick in the last couple of days, but the first 5 days were fantastic.
They were fantastic, and people who know you, I'll have to say to them that you actually relaxed.
That's right.
I think maybe for the first time in your life, you weren't running around like a little pambiri.
That is so true, so true. And thank you for making my trip a memorable one, sister.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to go with me because it was a wonderful sister-sister relation, not relationship, sister-sister vacation.
That's true.
So I know you don't want to go right now, but maybe we'll go another time.
Maybe another time we'll think about it.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and talking to us, Sunita. Have a fantastic month, and after the new year, we will talk to you the first Friday of the month in January.
Yes, you do know that I'm going to go see baby Nina.
And give our love to baby Nina.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकी और दिल में समा गई उन सबको लेके. We'll be here tomorrow in our 12 to 1 home sweet home show. Stay tuned for the drive home grind with Angelina. Bye-bye, sister.
Bye-bye, sister.
Bye.